Chile and the Champ with No Goo Hefner.
What up, everyone? Welcome to another episode of Chile and the Champ. I am your host, the Chile, along with the homie Paul Wall.
Yes, sir. We got Goo Hefner on assignment. He's out on assignment right now.
Yeah, his mangina is still hurting, man. It was a wild week for y'all for Thanksgiving, Paul, man.
Man, yeah, it was, bro, man. Praise God, man. We have a lot to be thankful for, especially after the fact, man. We thank God, man. A lot to be thankful for.
Man, well, you know what, man? We're glad that you're good, man. Thankful that y'all are all right, you know. Like, for those that don't know, if you didn't hear, you know, Thanksgiving night, you were at heading to work, and y'all got hit by a... Y'all got in a car accident. That's what we're going to say. Y'all got in a car accident.
Actually, it was Saturday night.
Saturday night?
But but still, man, we got in a huge car accident. We got hit straight on from the side.
Got T-bone.
This truck hit us. Man, thank God we're all right, man. You know,
we're just happy that y'all are all right and nobody got hurt and everybody's safe, man, and made it home, man. So
definitely, man. We definitely, bro.
And that's why we didn't do a podcast last week because, you know, I know it was kind of
still
like
recuperating.
Kind of hectic for y'all because, you know,
get out of bed a little bit.
Your body was aching here and there, you know. Yeah. So we were like, man, let's just skip a week so y'all can get it together. And you know what I'm saying? Apparently, Goo is being a diva, so he's going to need another week and a half for him. So.
Nah. You know, we just all just recuperating and, you know what I'm saying? It's just scheduling ain't work out for
Nah, that's good, man.
And he on assignment right now. He out there doing some... He handling some business right now.
Some research and pain.
Yeah, some research. Yeah.
Pain and suffering some research.
Yeah.
Hey, man. So, man, anyways, man, a lot of crazy stuff that happened while we were gone. You know, we took some time off, of course. We want to send our condolences out to the McNair family, owner of the Houston, Texas. Bob McNair passed away Friday, the day after Thanksgiving. And then this past Friday, former President George Bush, 41st senior, he passed away. So, you know, send condolences to their family and everything, man. Today, man, they had a big thing. They were flying the body of the former President Bush towards Washington. So they had a big caravan, man. Did you get to see it?
I didn't get to see it, man. But, you know, you look back at the different, you know, sometimes we remember presidents different. You know, I was a child back then when he was a president, when he was the head of the CIA or whatever he was doing, all that back in them days, man, you know. But when you see how, like, history remember him and the movies, he was always hard-edged on, you know, crime and all kind of stuff. It seems like, you know, I remember him differently, though. I don't remember him from, like, his presidential endeavors. I just remember him from being at Astros games all the time.
Yeah.
So, I kind of separate my type of a political opinion from him from my personal opinion. So my personal opinion is, man, you know, I know him from being revered and admired at the Astros games and him throwing out the first pitch, you know, in the playoffs and just, you know, throwing out the first pitch several times over the years, you know what I'm saying? Just being an Astros fan. So, you know, that's how I remember him. But then there's the political side or things like that. You know, him, of course, being from Texas, living in Houston, it was something that kind of, you know, had Houston on the map in the political sphere all the time and enjoyed it. And his son, when he became president, it's the same thing. It had Texas and Houston on the map, you know what I'm saying, in the political atmosphere, you know what I'm saying, which was, I always thought that was cool to see our state and our city, you know, in the spotlight. But at the same time, a lot of times it was from a negative perception. People didn't like what was going on, so they had a negative perception of Texas. They felt like everybody in Texas is like that. Just like, you know, it can be like that sometimes, you know. But I mean, you know, anyway, all that being said, man, rest in peace, man, to the president, George Bush.
And, you know,
so,
man,
rest in peace, Bobby Nell. You know, and from the Texans' perspective, you know, from a fan's perspective, you know, first of all, you know, it's sad to see him go, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, we appreciate that he brought a team back to Houston after the Oilers left. So we're glad and happy for that. We're also now, you know, now that he's gone, you know, it could be an exciting time for the franchise, you know, to see like some new life, new blood of new leadership, whoever it might be on the ownership. I think his son's
going to take over.
And I say that with all respect. You know, I'm not trying to say that, like, you know, I know it's a man just lost his life, so I'm not trying to take light of that or take, you know, I don't mean that in no type of disrespect, but I just mean just from a franchise perspective.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Even though it's a sad thing he lost his life, you know, it could be a re-energizing time for the franchise, especially also just being real with the past players who had you know, different type of
opinions with him.
Difference of opinions with Bob McNair. So, you know, now that he's gone, maybe that could, you know, bring them back, even though they're not currently playing. And still, you know, these are people that we deemed as like heroes, our you know what I'm saying, sports heroes in our city who stayed down and who, you know, and who did they thing for us that we were fans of, that we want to see them be celebrated, you know what I'm saying? And so hopefully we can see some positive things come, even though, you know, it's sad to see, you know, Mr. Bob McNair go. Rest in peace to him too,
man. You know, but man, the Texans have been playing good, man. You know, I don't know if they're doing it for him or they just doing them for themselves, but you know, obviously Texans are in a row, man. You got 9 wins in a row.
Wow, bro, that's crazy, man. After going 0-3, they won 9 games in a row. I wonder how long this can last.
I don't know, man, but the schedule seems kind of easy, but I'm not saying anything like, oh, we're gonna go undefeated,
right?
Because
right.
You can, like, football, you can be humbling one right. Real quick, man.
You come out of one play that could change the game.
Anything you know what, man? Like I said, take it game by game. Don't count your chickens before they hatch, right. Basically, you know?
This week we got the Colts, right?
Yeah, we got the Colts. Andrew Luck's coming back, and he's been playing good. I know they lost this week.
Man, yeah.
This past week, but, man, they're always playing good, man. So
it's going to be a good game this week coming up, man.
Yeah,
can't
man.
Wait to see that.
So, you know, just making sure – Texans stay on point, man. You know, we got to keep them going. The Rockets, man, you see, Harden had like a big game, like 50-something points, and we still lost.
Yeah, man, Harden been going off, man. Well, actually, you know, this is something we've been seeing all over the NBA. It's been a lot of high-scoring games from individuals. It's something we're going to continue to see, you know what I'm saying? Hopefully we can get these Ws, though. No matter who scored the points, we need them Ws.
Hell yeah, man. So hopefully it'll happen, man. But, you know, it's still a little early on the basketball season. Yeah. To me, at least, because, you know, they play like 155 games.
I know, right?
Like
they play like 1,000 games a season.
Yeah,
so
it's like, man, you still lose a little more, but people are going to be mad regardless because they want to see their team win anyway. So.
Right. It's crazy how a lot of people don't take basketball or the NBA serious till after Christmas. After Christmas, they be like, okay, now it's time to start being serious about NBA. But, you know, which as a fan, maybe I could maybe see you doing that, but on a team's perspective, hey, man, you know, every game is crucial, and this just is in life. Don't wait till it's the end to start getting serious, you know, about whatever you're doing in your life, whatever your endeavor is. Put your best foot forward from day one, and then it's going to be a little bit easier at the end. Because if you just slacking the first half of the season and you're like, oh, the first half don't really matter till we get to the second half, then let me tell you, the first half of the games do matter. All that stuff, you think it ain't going to matter? You know, the who's ranked number 8 and who's ranked number 1? Man, look, of course we the Rockets. Everybody know we're assuming we're going to go to the playoffs. But, man, we not trying to see the Warriors in the first round. Yeah. We not trying, you know what I'm saying? There's other people we would much rather see in the first round. So, look, don't ever get twisted. The first half of the season always do count. You know, just in life in general. Hey, man, let me take this time, man. Shout out to my boy, Alex Bregman. He got a YouTube show going on. So, wherever you follow him, look him up on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, wherever he got a YouTube show, click the link in his bio and check his show out. He got a real dope show. Alex Bregman from my boy, Big Daddy Bregman.
Who?
Big Daddy.
There we go. That's
Big Daddy Bregman. Hey, AB and the boys, baby. Yes, sir.
I seen him, man. He's doing his own thing right now, off season. You can tell. I saw a video of him, I think in LA. And Big Daddy Bregman was working out, and then with A-Rod.
Yeah.
With A-Rod. So okay. I was like, oh, damn, this boy actually having fun and working at the same time. So that's pretty good to see, man. Let me ask you something, Paul, man.
Yes,
you've been keeping up with this whole Tekashi drama and everything, man.
It seems like every day there's something new going on. And I'm like, sometimes I get twisted up whether or not is this just like to help sell records. Because, you know, there's only so much they could do since he's behind bars. There's only so much promotions. He can't do interviews and do radio shows and all type of pop-ups and stuff like that while he's behind bars. So is this just like promotional material where they just dropping new little tidbits every day, something new happened, or are these like real things that are happening? But I do keep up with some of the stuff because I'm just curious how it's going to all play out.
Yeah, I've been keeping up with it. And, you know, we don't talk much about him because I don't agree with a lot of the stuff he's done. So that's why I'm like, stay away from it. But we have to kind of mention it and talk because You know, it's like one of those things when we first talked about him, we were like, somebody needs to tell him to chill because, you know, he's either going to end up dead or in jail. And when we were when people would give him advice, he didn't want to take it because he was like Mr. Know-It-All. And now, as you can tell, dude is right there in trouble. Let me ask you one thing. I always believed that, you know, DJ Academics was part, like, took, you know, was part guilty of whatever, of creating the
Tekashi phenomenon.
Yeah, that image of him being a thug and everything, because he would always be like posting the videos, getting the inside scoops. And I was like, man, he's just pumping them up, man. He's part of the problem, you know? So now, like, a report came out that the DA, actually the DA or someone, was using a video that DJ Academics posted, where Tekashi was saying, you know, he would, you know, admitting to committing some crimes or some stuff like that. So they're using that video. And the reason they got that video is because they, you know, they got DJ Academics, and they were telling him that he was, what do they call that? Interfering in an investigation or, you know,
right,
stuff
right.
like that. So basically they scared the crap out of him. And like, you know, he ain't no gangster. So he was like, oh, here you go. You know, he started going back to his elementary days, snitching on himself and everything he did. So how do you feel about that, man? Because I would say, man, hey.
One thing we all think Instagram, all this Twitter, whatever, we think it's just entertainment. Let me tell you, it's also evidence. Anything you say, do, post, whatever, comment on, like, they are keeping track of that. And if you get caught up, it's going to be used against you. And you think you're just liking something or posting something, you know, you don't realize that it could be manipulated and twisted around to be a judge of your character. Oh, look, he liked this. He posted this. He commented on this. That means he's this type of person. You know, so these things can be twisted and manipulated around when, you know, you could just be looking on there for entertainment because it could just be funny, or you think it's whatever. It could be a slip. You accidentally like someone. Well, whatever, man. I'm just saying, you know, hey, man, this stuff is serious. So, you know, especially when you got definitely Academics, man, you go on his page any day of the week and it's going to be like half Tekashi posts, something regarding Tekashi. Like, man, I don't know what type of deal they worked out, but man, he getting some type of cut out of that. Do whatever,
man,
it is.
You know,
but
it's definitely hurting him at the end.
It's definitely been successful for Tekashi. Now, the fact that he's in jail now means it is all, it seems like it damn near was all deemed for a waste, because it could, you know, it could be for, it should have saved him, took him out of his circumstances, could have helped, you know, put his other people on, his other fam on, could have helped him put his hood on, all kind of other things. When instead now they're all in jail, you know, that's tough, man. Oh, so that's why I hope he can get it together so that he can overcome all
But I don't
that.
Really think he's but, coming out of jail, bro. I think, man, he's staying in there because
I agree with you.
It's like a violation of his probation to begin with.
Man, this is this type of stuff they got him on. It ain't no BS. It's some real deal stuff. So, man, first of all, they are not playing no games.
No.
You know what I'm saying? They are not playing no games. This is where they going to go deep into the lyrics you're saying in the song going to be used as evidence. It's not freedom of speech no more now. He said this in this song. He said this in that song. Here we have him in this picture doing this. Here we have him in that post doing that. And it's all documented, and they got it everywhere. And it's tough, bro.
All that trolling he did, acting, that act he put on, because, you know, he's not a real gangster. He was coming out claiming like he was a real gangster. Yeah. It's because he had people backing him up.
Me personally, there's a lot of things I disagree with.
Yeah.
But a lot of it I don't even care about as well. Like, I disagree with how he went about a lot of what he did. I disagree with his style of music. But that's just personal preferences. Yeah. The thing I have a problem with is that there's so much success right there and opportunity that's now just thrown away. That's just the biggest problem I have, is that all that opportunity could have been used to do so much good
for
so many other people, and now it's just completely thrown away.
Man, you know, and of course, you know, they try to G-check them with in jail. You know, for those people don't know what G-check is you were claiming to be a gangster, and when he was in jail, somebody stood up and said, all right, we'll see how gangster you are. And they checked him in jail, but they said that the correction officers were near to kind of like break it up and everything. So that's why they transfer him to a more secure, undisclosed, secured prison. So nobody knows where he's at, just for his own protection and stuff like that. So they made sure, they're making sure, his attorney's making sure that they say that Tekashi did not back down and he didn't ask to be transferred. It was the prison system, you know, that wanted to move out and everything. And
see, this is crazy to me.
Yeah.
They, first of all, who cares? His freedom and his life is on the line right now. Man, the last thing people need to be worried about is their image of somebody thinking, oh, whether he requested to be traded or this and that. Like, man, who cares, man? Be focused on my defense. Don't be worried. Let my publicist handle all that. You my lawyer. You be focused on my defense.
Well, he got no publicist. Remember, he fired his whole team.
Man, that's what, man. Look, it's not looking too good, man.
Man, so, you know what? Like, I'm gonna say is, look, I don't agree with everything he did. Whatever. There was a young man that had a platform to do something good, like you said, Paul. He threw it away. Messed it up. All right, now all we can say is, like, man, we feel sorry for his daughter, because now the kid is going to grow up without a dad and it's going to have a harder life because, you know, he probably didn't save his money or, you know, set his daughter up for, you know, something to be well off. Yeah, right. Off,
and anything could happen where they all of a sudden they seize the money, saying it's proceeds of the crime, or saying that it was, you know, all this was used to hype his image up, which therefore was deemed as all proceeds of the crime. They could do all type of things. There's so many laws in place that we don't even know about, how they could, you know, take what he got. And there's just really nothing he could do.
IRS going to come after his ass and be like, well, you didn't pay taxes on this.
There's another lawsuit, somebody suing him because he didn't show up to a show he had. It was some type of show.
And then the company that was booking, the agency that was booking the shows, was telling them he needs to put out a statement apologizing, saying that they didn't take any of the money or whatever, or they were going to sue him. So that right there. Right. So he's just kind of basically screwed himself, you know? Like, if we're just going to pray for everything to work out for the little girl's way, you know what I'm saying?
Man, you know, sometimes we all need to take a hard, in-depth look at what we want out of life. Like, what is the end goal? What do we want? What is the main goal we want?
I want a happy life, big booties, boobs, and chicken wings and beer.
Because, I mean, well, if that's what you want, because that's kind of the same, similar to what I want, you know?
It's stress-free life. Yeah, that's what we want. Right,
exactly. You know, so it's like, what are we doing to achieve that? Because a lot of times we be doing all kind of stuff that has nothing to do with what we really want out of life. And it's just, man, you know, if I want to be able to enjoy my life with my family, with my finance wife. I want to be able to eat whatever we want to eat and enjoy how we want to recreationally enjoy, you know, as long as we being healthy and kick back and get my hustle on with my music and other type of endeavors I got, as well as with, you know, all the things I love and enjoy, like jewelry, cars, all kind of everything. This is, you know, these are things that I love, that I want out of life. So I'm not trying to get sidetracked by our type of other thing. That's what I'm saying. With whatever he got going on, man, I'm sure this is not what he had as his goals or what he wanted in life, is to be in jail, facing life in jail, type of gang segregation, all type of things going on, losing your family, losing your freedom. You're not allowed to do this or that. You can't do it. You know, this is not what nobody wants out of life. So, you know, I just, when we work so hard to get what you want out of life, and you get it and you achieve it, you like right on, it's right at your fingertips. It's like sometimes you got to, you know, you got to do a personal audit of where you at and refocus, readjust, so that you don't get sidetracked. Because it seemed like he was so close to achieving he wanted out of his life. Now he could be in jail for the rest of his life.
Like, he couldn't handle the fame, man. A lot of people are not meant to handle don't know how to handle the fame, the status that comes with it, you know? Like,
hey, one thing I say too, everybody out there, look, you can say what you want to about rappers, about gangsters, whatever. One thing, the ultimate gangster that's going to always catch up to you is the government.
Oh, yeah.
You piss off the government, whether it be the police, the FBI, the IRS, you piss off any one of these type of government factions, guess what? They coming for your ass. They got patience. They got a long paycheck. Hey, trust me, they got
their money long.
Yes. So everybody out there, hey, watch out who you piss off.
Yeah, man, because it's crazy, man. You know, a lot of crazy stuff happened, man. What you think of that Kareem Hunt, man? You know, for those that don't know, Kareem Hunt, the running back for the Chiefs, you know, they put out video of him pushing down a female, kicking her, and he ended up lying to the organization, basically. So they found out it was true. They kicked him out the team, fired him, basically. And what do you think? You know, obviously, people that beat on their wives, you know, that do domestic violence and, you know, towards females and everything like that, they don't recover too well in the NBA. I mean, in well, anywhere, you know. I mean, look at Ray Rice. That was a career ending for him. So you think he'll be able to recover, like get a second chance, or is his career is pretty much done?
I think he's at a stage, you know, at the more the beginning stages of his career. So I think somebody going to for sure pick him up. You know what I'm saying? They're going to add him to their roster, somebody where he might be needed. You know what I'm saying? One of these teams who, you know, where they need his position or they need him. You know, there's not a lot of – the teams don't really care about – it seems like their reputation sometimes, you know, they'll take the hit. Like, we'll take the hit in the PR as long as we got the good player, as long as he can be productive. What, you know, the thing that you know, like, gets me on all this is that he was on the Chiefs, and yeah, they on a roll. They on fire. Oh, yeah. So he was a big part of that. Not saying he was like the keeper, but he was a major key in it. He was a part of that. So, like, part of me is like, okay, how did all this come about? Like, was this just by chance? Was there some type of controversy, some type of conspiracy where another team or somebody else was like, hey, let's go dig up this footage and put it out, or let's go send this girl over there to stir up some shit to have something? Cause then, you know, cause it hurts. At the end of the day, it hurts the Chiefs. The Chiefs are hurt because then they minus his position. He was doing his thing. So now they don't have him. Now they got to find somebody to fill in his position. And they got to deal with the PR nightmare, all of this. They got to deal with the locker room fiasco, all dealing with all of this. It's something they didn't want to deal with. They want to focus on the playoffs. The playoffs are right around the corner. That's what they're trying to focus on. Playoffs. Practice.
But you know, it seems to me like somebody, it kind of seems like he could have been set up because TMC got the video. So obviously, somebody must have shot that video to TMC in order, you know what I'm saying?
Right. And then they do like where they ask you first, you deny it, then they say, aha, we got the video. But they had the video the whole time. Why didn't they just come out with the video the whole time? Trying to say they didn't have it, but I'm just saying.
You know, it was crazy because, you know, it was funny because I was seeing some former players tweet and they were saying, ha, funny how the NFL is claiming that they didn't know or they couldn't get a hold of the video. So they didn't know about it. They couldn't get a hold of the video, but they can tell you who your girlfriend was in the sixth grade and everything like that. Funny this is, you know. So it's just, I think for certain people, they try to hide stuff and everything. Yeah. And I think the Chiefs were like, nah, we're not playing this stuff. You lie to us. You lie to our face and everything. So peace out. You know, you're gone. So I don't know, man. I don't know what to tell you, man. I hope that you know, he goes, first of all, I hope that he gets a second chance, but he has to prove himself, you know.
Right. Like we need to see some anger management, some type of.
Well, you know, they're going to send him to anger management, we need some type of classes and stuff like that.
So. You know, first of all, let me say none of us are perfect. We are not against, we are not for any of.
I'm against abuse.
We are against all the abuse. We against all of that. But we also are for people getting a second chance. If they want to redeem themselves or better themselves, we are for that. You know what I'm saying? But it starts within. You know what I'm saying? It comes from within.
Do you know the only issue I have, though, is like, because another player that did that for the 49ers got fired, you know, for domestic violence also. It was like his second domestic violence. They dismissed him. And then the Redskins picked them up.
Right.
And the Redskins were on the news a week ago or something like that. It was controversial that they picked him up.
Right.
And they were like, he's got all this.
Maybe the Redskins will pick up Kareem Hunt.
But they're like dealing with it, you know? Yeah. So they give him a chance. But I mean, I don't know if they're going to be able to do that with this one, though.
The other thing that get lost sometimes, and I mean, I'm not saying it is that this mean that, you know, you see the video, you see the girl getting shoved, the put down, kicked out. You see all that, you know what I'm saying?
I mean,
you
it's pretty it. Bad video. It looks bad. It looks bad.
One thing we don't see or hear what she's saying to him. Now, I will say, just because she's talking reckless to him don't mean to give him the right to attack her or do anything like that. But I will also say this. Man, I done been in some places where I done seen people talk reckless. You know, people lose sight of some of the words you say. Like, they really do have a hurt and effect on people. And words do sometimes, you know, you say the wrong thing, and then those will be prepared to fight. Those are what we call fighting words.
Yeah.
If you say certain things, be prepared to fight with it. Because the ass whooping going to come with it, or be prepared to defend what you said. Or, you know, if you say some reckless things, then hey, be prepared to fight. Them fighting words. And sometimes people, I done heard some drunk individuals, sometimes young females,
act like they're dog boys.
Crazy.
You know?
Right.
They step up to you like they're a man, and they want to fight you like they're a man.
Right.
And I don't condone it.
She's saying it's because her and her friends didn't want to sleep with them, so that's why they kicked them out and beat them up. And it's like, okay, maybe that has something to do with it. They probably was all drunk.
First of all, don't go to a guy's hotel room like, you know, after hours.
That's the thing I'm thinking about. Look, now I know, look, these are first class athletes. They're on the way to the playoffs.
Yeah.
They need ways to, you know, relax or whatever and live their life. They're all that type of things. But at the same time, as a fan, I'm like, oh, we don't need no distractions. Let's just, you know, man.
It's crazy, man. It's crazy because we're not saying making excuses for him or anything.
No, we're just talking.
We've seen it a lot personally. Right. We've seen a lot of people, you know, that, oh, you're so-and-so. Come, let me hang. You know, they want to hang out and be seen with them. But you never know. Like I said, people, man, just be careful. Take care of yourselves. It doesn't cost you anything to walk away from anything, man.
Walk away.
He's lost millions. He's lost millions off of this.
For sure.
Because his contract is, and first of all, contracts in the NFL are not guaranteed. And
who knows? What if they, you know, they really, you know, this is just like a big what if, but, you know, look at the trajectory of the team, the Chiefs. Like, they was on
a good
path. They
could have won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, what if they would have won the Super Bowl? And then if they don't, there's always going to be the, oh, well, what if they, this could have been the key turning point to when, you know, when the team crumbled. You know what I'm saying? So, man, you never know, man. It's just, it's tough to see that in the middle of the season. Like, it's sad that this happened, you know what I'm saying? This whole thing happened. But
not that, they had one of the former Chiefs players, Larry Johnson, was pissed because he tweeted, he was mad. He says, I've had a lot of issues in my life, problems and everything, but did you not learn a damn thing from my situation? Because I think he did the same thing and he got kind of let go or whatever. But I guess he speaks against all the stuff, like bring awareness to the players, you know, hey, man, you don't want to do this. I did this and everything. And just the fact that this happened to the Chiefs of players and everything, and he's always talking to them, I guess that's what made him more upset. So it's crazy, man. Sometimes you just can't help stupid, man. That's what I'm going to tell you, man.
Yeah.
Because I've seen a lot of people that you can tell them everything. You can scream whatever you want. Tell them, don't turn right. Don't turn right. You're going to die.
Yeah.
They still turn right.
I'm pretty sure we'll be giving the Chile and the Champ listeners an update in the upcoming weeks on who he gets picked up, Kareem Hunt, who picks him up. I'm pretty sure somebody going to pick him up. We'll see.
Well, whoever picks him up is going to have to do a lot of, have a great public relations people. Because they're going to have to clean that image up and make sure. Because, you know, this is where we're living an era, like in a time and place right now that people look for reasons to boycott people, you know, like endorsements start pulling off. If the endorsing companies start pulling off, they're losing money. That's when they're going to go. Because that's why I remember the Vikings let go of Adrian Peterson. Because remember, he had that little issue because he was spanking his kids or whatever. And then he, you know, they released him. And then when they were going to sign him back, they didn't release him, but they were like, okay, we don't know if we're going to let him go or not. He was suspended by the team. And then when they were going to bring him back, then the endorsers were like, well, we'll pull off this endorsement if you hire him again, you know, whatever. So they dismissed him for that.
Man, it's tough sometimes, man, as a fan, because of all these sports franchises, because it seems like there's two sides. There's probably multiple sides, but there's two sides. There's the profit side of a team, and then there's the winning side of a team. And it seems like the owners, they be the main goal is the profit, not always winning. But the fan, our goal is we want to win.
I'm pretty sure probably Jerry Jones will pick him up. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
Cause Jerry Jones, you know, he want to win now. But I don't know, man. Whoever's gonna pick him up, I know the Texans ain't picking him up, so we can forget about that right now. I don't think he would be well received in Houston with all that.
Yeah, I don't think he would either. Well, you know, at the same time, too, this is kind of early on. Like, you know, we don't know all of what's going on. We'll see how this all plays out. You know, a lot of it, too, is what does he do from here? You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, if he does a lot of PR type of work to, you know, kind of heal his image or something, you know, some things like that. You know, you've seen him in the interview where he's saying he's embarrassed by this. Of course, we all would be embarrassed by this. You know what I'm saying? So, but what does he do? What does it turn into? What type of actions does it turn into for him? Because at the end of the day, this could turn into something positive for him. This could give him opportunity to be a part of something that could be even bigger than him or his situation, where he could, you know, there could actually be people that could be helped by this, because there are a lot of women's shelters or abuse shelters around the country that, you know, need attention, need help. You know, maybe this could, you know, lead to something to that, not just saying him being fined or make a donation, but like some real type of help, like him being a part of the organization, speaking out on it. Because even though that even though he might have been the agitator or the, you know, the aggressor, and that he was the one doing the shoving and kicking or whatever, you know, still he could, you know, it could turn into some type of positive
experience. Yeah, for sure. He definitely, like, I agree with you, man. He could do, it's up to him to see what he wants to do. Either he wants to just, like, whatever, blah, 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 or he wants to, like, okay, I need to prove myself to people, you know, whatever, and admit that he, like, and by actions speak louder than words, basically, you know.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
That's his way of showing if he's really sorry or not. But, you know, that's like, people were mad because, you know, I don't know I don't know who it was, but it was some sports person on ESPN was like angry because he was like, you got this guy's doing everything wrong, you know, doing all this stuff, and yet they're still playing football. Kaepernick was never convicted of a crime or nothing, and they won't even let him play. Like, that's how mad he was, because he was like, Kaepernick has not done nothing wrong, and you won't give him an opportunity. But yet, all these people that are doing all this stuff, you're picking them up. That's why it was, like, kind of crazy, man.
You know, the thing that gets me, too, is just that, man, it's been a while since Kaepernick played, but they said he's worked out every single day.
Oh, yeah, he's staying in shape.
Yeah, I really am interested to see, like, him get picked up, to see what he can do. Because what if he is the man? What if he's the boy? What if he's the boy on that field and somebody pick him up? I'd be interested to see that.
I mean, you know, and it's like one of those things.
I doubt he's going to get that chance, though. Ain't nobody.
No, they won't, man. And that's what's sad about it, man, that, you know, he wants to play and they won't let him play. And I think that's what they're trying to do. They're like, oh, you try to stick it to the NFL, but we're going to stick it to you by taking what you like. But what you don't know is that Kaepernick is a movement. So, I mean, you saw DeAndre Hopkins yesterday walked into the stadium wearing I'm with Kaepernick jersey, which I try to get one of those jerseys, and they sold out pretty quick. Also, I didn't have about the $300 for the jersey. but it's crazy, man. So we'll see what happens, man. You know, we're going to call it quits today, because I know, Paul, you got to go do your... You got to do
physical
a lot of
therapy
stuff and everything. So,
my accident. Hello. Yeah. Thank you, God.
Yeah, you're man. Alive. You know what? I'm just glad that you're all right. Your son was with you, so I'm glad he's okay. So everybody was all good that, you know, nobody, you know, so everything's good, man. So
shout out to everybody who was survived the accident.
Obviously, we know that a sprinter didn't make it.
A sprinter did not make it. Nope, it's total. But, you know,
material stuff can be replaced.
It's crazy how you see how things happen for a reason, because, you know, my boy had just got the sprinter reinforced on the side panels.
Woo!
Because it was like a cargo sprinter. Now it was converted to a passenger sprinter. Okay. Also, where the car, where we got hit, where it made impact on the side, that was where my son was sitting, but it was the two seat, not the three seat. Oh, so man. He was sitting more in the middle instead of right on the side. If it would have been the three seat, if it would have just been positioned different, like you got to see how the seat is to understand what I'm saying, but it's just, would've it's crazy bad. How everything happened for a reason, man.
Hell yeah.
We survived, we all right. Man.
So I guess your son now is saying, man, dad's got a dangerous job. Hip hop is really dangerous. Either you're getting shot at or getting hit by cars.
Nah, he wasn't even fazed by it. He was like, man, let's go. I'm ready to just go. Where we eating at? I'm ready to go eat somewhere. Man. So he was over it. He was ready.
Well, I'm glad to see his eating schedule didn't change at all. But see, that's good though. That's good. Yeah. I mean, you know, so.
But shout out to everybody who was in the car accident with us, you know what I'm saying? We're just saying what's up to them, you know. That's all, you know, I ain't saying.
But
just,
we're glad that y'all made it, man. And we're glad, and you know, everything went all right. And we're back on air, man. You know, we're back with the podcast. We're going to get on track, you know. We got a lot of stuff, great stuff coming up next year that we're looking forward to and everything. So, you know, great success with People's Champ Beer.
Yes, sir. We had a great run with it. Great success. Thank you, everybody who supported it. The People's Champ Beer, we will be back again. Coming back, you know, it is seasonal. It's a little bit left in a few stores. You know, they haven't sold out yet. But once it's sold out, it will be sold out until next year.
Yeah, I'm actually eyeballing the one that we have left right in there. And I'm like, should I drink it or not? Because there's not that many left. But we appreciate everybody, man. We got nothing but love for everybody, man. Y'all stay safe out there. And once again, man, thank you for your support. And make sure you hit us up on social media at The Chile, at Paul Wall, baby, at Goo_Hefner, and at Chile and the Champ.
And shout out to my people over there at Chick-fil-A, Sawyer Heights. What's up, baby? Over there by Target on I-10 Taylor. Yep, Chick-fil-A. What's up? What it
yeah,
do?
Yeah, man. Thank you. You say you went there. You say one of the guys there.
Yeah, my boy over there. Always show love, man. That's my boy. I told he said, listen, I still come and shout you out. What it do, baby?
All right, man. We appreciate y'all, man. All right. Peace.